Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network, a station dedicated to the concept that all manifestations of the divine are equally valid. Join Reverend Terry Power HP, Robin McKean, and all the hosts for programming covering a wide range of spiritual topics, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Terry and Robin's Power Hour, a show where we create our own reality. Thanks for joining us. So pull up a chair and enjoy the adventure. And now, here's Terry and Robin. Wherever in the world you are, this is Reverend Terry Power, and you are listening to the Power Hours. And I am joined tonight, as always, my partner, my love, my best friend, Robin. How you doing tonight, darling?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
Coolness. So, yet again, we are in different cities because I'm out on the road again, and. Of course, all the, you know, we're celebrating the full moon tonight, and all the communication, and everybody's been talking about this gigantic super moon that, you know, the closest the moon is going to be for another 66 years or some other such. And I just know that Sunday night, I'm riding with our little girl and her best friend, and we're riding on the way, you know, up the interstate coming back from her tennis lesson, and the moon was just huge. I mean, absolutely magnificent, sitting there on the top of the mountain as we're driving, and the girls in the back seat are, you know, pressed up against the window looking at the moon, and it was just stunning, absolutely beautiful. And I looked outside a few minutes ago here, and the moon still appears quite full, but not as magnificent as Sunday night.
Yeah, it was amazing.
So, you know, that's kind of been in my thoughts as we have been preparing for this ritual tonight, is just the absolute magnificence of that sight and how stunning it was. And both girls are like, I can see the face. And it was just so brilliant and so so easy to see, you know, how the ancients, how our ancestors looked up at the moon and saw the face of the goddess. And it's times like that that help me to remember what some of this stuff means and how it started, and the feeling of awe that our ancestors must have had. And of course, I'm reading Raven's book right now, so he's talking about ancestral memories and, you know, the ancestors living in our DNA and in our blood, and things that will occur that will kind of spur those memories in the living river of blood that he talks about. And, you know, I can kind of see that. I can kind of understand that feeling when I was looking at the moon on Sunday afternoon or Sunday evening.
Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay. It went quiet. I thought for some reason I got dropped or something.
No, I was pausing for you to have a moment to interject your thoughts because I've been just barreling along. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, not too many thoughts other than what you already expressed.
Don't make it sound like we're going to be all agreeable tonight.
Well, it was a beautiful moon, and, you know, the ancestors certainly looked up at the moon wherever they were and you know, saw a face and thought in many different cultures, it, you know, was a woman, and in some cultures it was not a woman. So I like to think that the moon is certainly connected to feminine divine energy. And that's the way I have always viewed it. Since the sun is so often connected with the male energies. But I do know that Native Americans think of the moon and the sun as the mother and father of the earth, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause in some ways they sort of are. But that's another story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is through a uniquely European ancestry that we both come.
Yes.
And so those European ancestors are going to be those feelings that are invoked by certain sites like that. Whereas the moon gods are mostly Oriental.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that's not part of our genetic makeup, so therefore that's not part of our living river of blood, as it were. So of course
mm-hmm.
we're going to both feel that kind of, you know, feminine quality to the moon.
Yep.
So any other thoughts is all our rituals are here. So I think that we could, did you have any final thoughts before we start bringing everybody together?
Nope.
All right.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Navasi and Shira and Vega.
Hey,
good
guys.
Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
All right.
It's like the Three Stooges. Hello, hello, hello. No, disparaging comment intended. It just reminded me of the Three Stooges.
Well, we do have Larry.
But I want to know, I know that none of you have that haircut. So.
No. I did once, and that was it.
Yeah.
So
and didn't everybody's mom put a bowl on their head at one point?
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nope, never happened.
You're lucky.
I want to get your thoughts before we start the ritual. I want to get your thoughts then. How many of the ritualists got a chance to look up Sunday or Monday night and see, particularly Sunday night, and see that moon hanging there in the sky? Aniv,
night.
Did you get a chance?
Oh, heck yes.
Well, absolutely. Lit up the field like you would not believe out here.
Right.
Even the cows
so
were bawling
home.
At it. They were like blown away. They thought it was daylight.
Yeah, it was pretty bright. So, Shira, Vega, what did you guys see over there? I mean, how was it? Did you have clear skies?
Off and on. On Sunday night, it was streaming through our skylights and then the side of the house. And last night, it would come in and out of the black clouds, and they were going across it and making really weird shapes, which was really neat. So, yeah, we got to glimpse her.
Yeah, once it got up above the trees, it was brightly visible.
Yeah, it was, like I was saying earlier, it was just easy to see and feel the awe that our ancestors would have felt. I'm looking up at that. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and calm ourselves, prepare, take a deep breath, and let it out. And my lady, would you begin? Okay, so
settled?
Everyone, yeah, are we ready?
Yep.
I can feel like hearing people moving around, so I'm just waiting for everybody to get settled.
Yep, we're good.
We're ready.
Okay.
Don't breathe over there.
Everybody take a deep breath. Be grounded and rooted in your space. Be present. You are comfortably warm in your physical body, firmly rooted in your place. You become acutely aware that you are floating in a sea of tranquility. You are safe, ready, and protected, reaching out toward your gods inside the sacred space, ready and full of the energy of the divine.
Focus and become aware of the opening of your crown chakra. Envision pulling in the light of the universe through your crown. Open your third eye chakra. Feel the energy filling you. Open your throat. Open your heart. Open your solar plexus. Open your second chakra. Feel the energy pressing against your root chakra. Feel the blue-white light of the universe as it fills you, pushing, filling your entire torso and your head. See the ball of red light at your root spinning, and now open that chakra. Feel the energy flooding into your legs, down to your feet and toes, up and out your arms, down into your hands. Now raise your hands in front of you and open your palm chakras. Feel the blue-white light of the universe as it spills out, sending beams across the globe, connecting everyone that is here with us tonight. Everyone listening to my voice, see the web, all the colors, all the light, as it surrounds and protects this space and this time. We are now in a time between the realms, a world of its own, created by the we, who are connected by this light of the universe together here tonight to honor our gods.
Waves upon a timeless shore.
It has no beginning nor an end.
It knows neither foe nor friend.
Ouroboros of legends old.
Rings of power forged of gold.
A ring around a silvery moon.
I cast you now, O ancient rune.
Guardians of the East, O creatures of air, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of a supermoon and full moon as we celebrate your cool breezes that swirl around us, bringing us clearer thoughts and crisp ideas. As we move into a time of extended darkness, may your winds inspire us to divine that which we need to manifest our intentions. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail.
Hail and welcome.
Powers of the South, O creatures of fire, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the supermoon. At the fullness of this moon, we ask that you join with us as we celebrate the warmth that your fires bring, the light they provide us on our path. May your flames purify us and ignite our desire to burn away all that does not serve us on our path. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome.
Hail and welcome. Guardians of the West, O creatures of water, we call upon you and ask you to join us this night of the supermoon and full moon. Help us to look below the surface of your dark waters, find inspiration, and search out truth as we move further into this season of darkness. May this full moon light our path along the way as we give thanks for the guidance you provide us on our journey. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail
and
welcome.
And welcome. Powers of the North, O creatures of Earth, we call upon you and invite you to join us this night of the full moon, the supermoon, the closest moon. As the land becomes barren and cold, may we stay grounded and focused as we move along our path. Help us to be silent and listen to the lessons you want us to learn. We give thanks for your gifts of strength and perseverance, and we continue forward on our journey. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail
welcome.
And welcome. Beloved ancestors, you have gone before, those who have gone before us. We call upon you and ask you that you guide us with this light, super light. We honor you and hold you in our hearts tonight and every night. Please share with us your wisdom so that we may best follow the guidance that we receive. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and welcome.
Hail and
hail.
Welcome.
Hail. Welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
Oh God, we call upon you tonight in your form as sage. We bid you join us here in this place and time. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your love. Help us to see far and to make plans and do the necessary work to make our dreams come true. Join us, God, as we honor you in this sacred rite ritual. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
And welcome.
O great goddess, we call upon you tonight in your form as mother, great mother of the moon. We bid you join us here tonight and grant us the gift of your presence. Join us as we honor this great super full moon. You are our mother. You have carried life within you. It is now issued forth into the world. Show us a clear path forward over the bridge to a place of joy and strength, a place bathed in your light. Join us, O Mother. We bid you hail and welcome.
Hail,
hail
and welcome.
And welcome.
We join together tonight to celebrate this full moon, the supermoon. Tonight, we ask you to guide us as for the coming darkness, the season of dark, we will be looking within, self-evaluation, and sometimes even recriminations over what we have done over the past season. This is a time to evaluate, correct anything that we need. Help us to look within, be brave, and boldly go forward into the new spring that will come with the new sun. We bid you. I'm sorry. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Tonight we are participating in a guided meditation. We will visit the goddess in our astral temple. Tonight we will again cross the little stone bridge in the temple on the hill, where we will commune with the goddess and the god as we each see her and him and feel their love and receive their gifts.
And now, find a comfortable position. Light a candle if you wish. Close your eyes and relax. Breathe deeply. And become aware of the rhythms of your body. Listen for a minute. And as you do, you will begin to feel light floating. Breathe. Listen to the rhythms of your body. Float and just enjoy the sensation. As you float, you become aware of your new surroundings. Sit on a bench in a clearing in the woods. The bench is one of many in a circle around a small fountain. The fountain is flowing with beautiful clear water. As you look at it, you realize that it's almost impossibly clear. It looks cool and refreshing. Look around the clearing. You'll see that it is small and the trees are close. You feel their presence, but you are not afraid, for everything here is friendly. Everything here is welcoming. Slight breeze moves your hair and clothes. You smell the fresh scents of autumn, fallen leaves, a little bit of pine on the air. You see birds flying in the sky. Hear their call. Rustling leaves tells you of life all around you. All here is calm. All here is welcoming. All is at peace. You notice a path leading away from the circle of benches, and you follow it. After a time, you see a small footbridge made of stone. See it as it arches slightly and crosses a rocky creek of rapidly flowing water. Step to the top of the arch. See the water as it crashes below. Like the water in the fountain, it is almost impossibly clear and crisp. can feel a slight spray on your face, mist in the air. Taste it. It's cool, almost sweet to the taste. As you stand there looking down at the water flowing beneath the bridge, picture all of the burdens that you have been carrying, all of the cares of this world, everything that is holding you back, every fear, every doubt, every resentment that you have held. See them all, one by one, appear on the railing of the bridge. You may see them as packages, bundles, or little boxes of rocks. Whatever it is that symbolizes burdens and weighty cares. You may even see more bundles or rocks than you imagined. But the goddess knows, and she is taking them from you. And when you are sure that every last care, every burden, every resentment or fear is placed there on the bridge, push them in. Watch them as they splash, swallowed by that clear, crisp, fresh water. See them being taken away by the goddess for her to deal with. Some she may hold, some she may return, because some things simply have to be dealt with. But for right now, you are free, free of all of your burdens, and open. Pass now over the bridge and follow the path into the woods. Feel the closeness to the goddess and to nature. It's almost like a hug as you pass within the trees. See the life all around you, the color of the leaves. Hear the rustle. See a squirrel chirp and chitter. Everything here is the very essence of life. Continue along the path and you begin to hear the sound of the ocean, somewhat muted and distant. And as the trees part, you realize that you are in fact hearing the ocean crash against the base of a cliff below where you stand. You look down, you see a shoreline of rocks and churning water. And in this moment, you sense the incredible power and majesty of the goddess. And you are reminded of her power. You hear seabirds calling, you look up. You see them whirl and twist in the air and then dive into the waters below, only to rise again and twist and soar. Smell and taste the salt in the spray and the coolness. This is the hand of the goddess caressing your face and stroking your cheek. Follow the path now along the top of the cliff. It rises. You have a sense of homecoming in your heart. Follow the path up the hill, along the cliff top. And as you round a turn, you see that shining white temple on the hill. Rush now. You feel that calling of home. And as you pass within the temple, pause and feel the cruise. You stand in a temple supported by 9 columns. Above you, a great white dome rests on these columns. In the center of the dome, you see an oculus open to the sky above. From the oculus, 9 silver chains descend to support a cauldron that hangs at waist level over a fire in the center of the floor. Next to the fire and the cauldron, you see a large white altar. It is so white, in fact, that it seems to give off a glow of its own. Beside the white altar is a throne made of the same material. Off to the side, a small writing desk, a bench, and a table with food and two cups. You also become aware of the presence in the temple. As you look, you see the goddess approaching. You immediately feel her love. You feel welcome and comfortable. Have no preconceived notions of how she will appear. Let her come to you in the way that is best for you tonight in this moment. She approaches and offers you a hug. And as she hugs you, you feel all the love, all the joy being held. You feel the love and healing energy fill you almost to bursting. She motions you to sit on the bench with her. She hands you a cup and places the refreshments between you. Sit for a time. Enjoy the refreshments. Enjoy the company. After a time, she takes the plate and the cups and sets them back on the table. She takes your hands and she looks into your eyes. And when you lock gazes with her, you see the depth of the universe, all of the ages, all of the wisdom, and all of the love. With a nod, she breaks the soul gaze. She asks you, why you have come here tonight. You tell her that you've come for guidance and reflection. And as she looks upon you, she smiles. And she gives you messages from her wisdom. Guidance for you for the coming year. Guidance for this time of self-reflection that we are entering into. As the spiral works its way inward, listen. Her message may come in words. It may come in symbols. Or it may simply be a knowing. You may understand it fully now, or you may need time to contemplate the meaning. After she has given her message, she reaches to the table and uncovers a tray. On that tray is a gift, something to assist you, something to help you with the message she has given you tonight. Thank her for her gift. Thank her for her wisdom. Sit down and enjoy your connection with the goddess. You know that it need not diminish with your return to the mortal realm. But return we must. She takes you by the hand, rises, and guides you back to the path where you entered. She She hugs you again and bids you love and farewell until your next visit. For you know that you may return here as often as you like. There is no separation. You feel her as you descend back down the path, back through the trees, cross back over the bridge, and sit on the bench by the fountain, thinking on everything you have experienced, thinking on everything she has said. It is now time to return to your body. And on the count of three, you will be back in your room, back in your body, safe and comfortable. One, you feel your body in the room where you are sitting. You feel its weight. You feel the room around you. Two, you are getting heavier with the weight of your body. Feel your body stretch into it, putting it on like a suit of clothes. Move your fingers and toes. Feel your shoulders and arms, your legs and your feet. And three, you are fully returned and present in your body in this moment. Great goddess, from whom we are all born, guide us to a place where we may look at ourselves and look at the guidance you have given us. Help us to maintain and evaluate ourselves and to maintain our connection to you. Grant us strength and courage and love as we go forward this night. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Great goddess of the universe, O Mother, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue this path of growth, introspection, and connection until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail. And farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Farewell.
King Stag, great god of the universe, sage, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night. We know that you never leave us. Help us to continue on our path of introspection and growth until we meet again across that little stone bridge. Stay if you will. Go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
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 And
farewell.
Farewell.
Beloved ones, great ancestors, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and at all times. We know that you never leave us, as though we never leave you. Help us continue the path of growth and connection. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail,
hail.
And farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the North, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you again for your gifts and your power. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Hail and farewell.
Spirits of the West, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us as we celebrated this full moon. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell. And
farewell.
Spirits of the South, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for your gifts and powers. Stay if you will, go if you must. We bid you hail and farewell.
Hail
and
farewell.
And farewell.
Spirits of the East, we thank you for your presence and your aid this night and always. Thank you for the gifts you have bestowed upon us this night. Stay if you will, go if you must. With love and with respect, we bid you hail and farewell.
Hail.
Hail.
And farewell.
And farewell.
Circle is open, but never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry shall we meet again. So mote it be.
So mote it be.
So mote it be.
Mote it be.
All right. That felt particularly moving to me tonight. Let's take a few moments now, as is our custom, and listen to a song, ground out any excess energy, and we'll come back and briefly discuss our experiences and talk for a few minutes. So tonight we're going to have a song by Jenna Green called Bard Song. And we'll be back in just a few minutes. Everybody stick around.
We honor now the Celtic Bard. We offer up our praise. Guardians of our mysteries. Keepers of the old days.
International Pagan Radio, a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week streaming radio station. We have informative Facebook page, interactive Facebook group, absorbing interviews with musicians, engaging shows with excellent hosts, and dynamic interviews with spiritual leaders. Come join us. We have the very best pagan music from around the world. We feature artists such as Dave the Bard, S.J. Tucker, Murphy's Midnight Rounders, Elaine Silver, Izon, Brian Hinkey, Robin Renee, Fawn, and so many more, all available for your listening pleasure 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We are also available on TuneIn Radio, so go to www.internationalpaganradio.com. It's all pagan, all the time.
Listening to Terry and Robin on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We're glad you're here. And now, back to the show.
And welcome back, everybody. This is Reverend Terry Power, and you're listening to the Power Hours with Terry and Robin. How you doing, Robin?
Okay.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and bring everybody back in, Niv and Shira and Vega. All right, everybody.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Doing better now.
All right.
We're doing good, yeah.
Time of the evening, we talk about our experiences, share anything that we want to share, and you don't have any secrets or anything you want to hold back, of course. You know, that's between you and the goddess. Particularly on a night like this, I mean, I'm not going to ask for too many details. Vega, though, I'm going to start with you.
Well, it was good. I got a very distinct message that I need to write things down. I need to get writing. Not to remember them, but to put them forward and spend more time in meditation to that end.
Okay.
I got this
right,
definite,
well,
you must write, and then on the plate was a book. Bam. So there you have it.
Okay. All right, so a nice journal for you to write it all down in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, well, Shira, what about you?
I got a bowl of water that was a reflection, and it was kind of the reflection of the goddess is within me. And it was like a crystal wand to use. I think it was crystal or stone, but it was very clear and shiny, and it was kind of looking within the water to see yourself, but also to see that the goddess is within you and not just outside of you. So that was it. That was interesting. It was very nice.
Very cool. All right, Niv, what about you?
I got a multitude of gifts, but the one that really pertained to what's currently going on with the group in general and life is not always about you. And that's okay. I'm glad there's others who can help me out. Yeah. But it's not always about you. So, okay. We're good with that.
Okay. Sometimes that is a very important message so that we don't, any of us, take things too personally.
Right.
That's a message for me tonight as well.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Sometimes it's one that makes you sit back on your heels and go, uh-huh.
Yeah, a friend of mine once asked me, you know, Terry, you know the difference between you and God? And I said, what's that? And he said, God never pretends to be Terry.
Yeah. You haven't been to our house lately, have you?
You blame him.
Big shoes to fill.
You know, but that's you know, that's something for us all to remember. You know, while we center and make ourselves the center of the universe for ritual, yeah, the rest of the time we probably aren't. So, a very good message, Ned. Thank you for sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Robin, what about you?
I just got the message to keep your eyes open and keep moving forward. Not to put blinders on and to see the big picture, I guess, is what you would say.
Okay. All right, very cool. It sounds like we all had an experience for contemplation.
Mm-hmm.
And all the really good messages from the divine are like that.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-layered, like a good poem. All right. Well, are there any other thoughts that anyone would like to share? Anything that you got that you just want to get out there?
Prepare for contemplation. Because it's coming.
Okay.
That's a good one.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. The Tuesday night coven is just so much a part of my life, and you guys are amazing. And the energy that we build when we all work together, it's so. Thank you all for being here. Ritual after ritual. You are loved and appreciated.
Thank you, and so are you, Terry and Robin.
Yeah, I couldn't do it without you.
Well, oh, we could, here. But it wouldn't be as funny. It'd
be very quiet.
Yeah. The Three Stooges hour.
Don't give her any ideas, please.
I'll make you wear that haircut.
No, I'm just trying to imagine what that ritual would be like. Anyway.
Scary. Really scary. A lot of Yeah.
All right. So, Robin, my love, my lady, tell all the fine people out there how to get in touch with us.
Well, if they'd like to get in touch with us, the best way to reach us is probably at littlestonebridge.com. I'm sorry, littlestonebridge@gmail.com. And that's a great place that Terry and I both check the emails. The other way is on Facebook through the Little Stonebridge Pathworkings Facebook page, or, of course, our individual Facebook pages, mine being Robin A. McKean, Terry being Rev Terry Power HP. And there is the one, of course, for the radio station, which I can never remember, which is what, Terry?
URN.org@gmail.com.
Yep, that's the one.
All right. Thank you very much, love. A few quick programming notes. we are very excited, is the premiere of a new show here on the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. We will have David Dax Axelrod will be launching his show called Economics and the Spiritual Path. Those that were listening on Thursday heard my conversation with him. He joined us under the shady tree. And we had a nice talk about the show, the concept, and everything that he's going to be bringing to Spiritual Unity Radio Network. And I just want to encourage everyone to tune in tomorrow night at 9 o'clock and listen to David Dax, and his take on the economics of our resources, whether it's monetary or time, and the decisions we make on how to spend those resources, how those affect our spirituality, and how those choices are based in our spirituality. So he's got kind of a 13-week course of sorts that he's put together. And, you know, after that, he will, of course, be continuing along that theme. But tune in tomorrow night and listen. It's going to be fascinating. And he and I had a great conversation Thursday night, and I really look forward to this show. So, you know, promoting it a little bit here. Thursday night, Robin and I will be under the shady tree, and we do not yet have a topic, so this should be interesting. There's no telling what might happen, and we're not going to tell you. Tune in Thursday night and be surprised. Of course, next week is Thanksgiving week, and on Monday we always have the Voice of Olympus with Hercules Invictus and Athena Victory. A week from tonight, Robin and I will be having a conversation with our listeners about gratitude and maintaining an attitude of gratitude in our lives. Wednesday, of course, will be Economics and the Spiritual Path. Thanksgiving night, we will be dark. Making you aware right now, everybody's taking the night off. We're not asking anyone to have to be in to flip a switch to play a rejoin or, a rebroadcast or anything. We will be dark. So don't come around and say, send me an email frantically saying, no, there's nothing on the air, because there ain't going to be. then the following week, moving into December, of course, Monday is Voice of Olympus. Tuesday night, the 29th, we will be doing our Dark Moon ritual. That is 2 weeks from tonight. So we've asked for guidance and introspection tonight. 2 weeks from tonight, we're going to take that underworld journey, and we're going to talk to the crone and really take a look within. I think it's a good time of the year to do that. We're coming out of Thanksgiving and entering into the Yule season, and it's a good time to really take a good hard look as we end the calendar year and start looking at 2017. Wednesday the 30th will be Economics and the Spiritual Path, and then on the 1st of December, we'll be under a shady tree. So that's what's coming up in the next few weeks. We'll go ahead and give you a quick on the 20th of December will be our Yule ritual. So keep that in your thoughts. With that, was there anything else that anybody had they wanted to throw out there and
We have a lot of interesting people coming on the Shady Tree, so they'll have to tune in and find out who they are.
That's true. December's looking pretty cool. We're going to have Amakayla Gaston. We're going to have Kellyanna, and maybe a few surprises. So Yeah, so keep checking in and seeing what's going on. My lady, did you have anything else?
That's it.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank all of our ritualists. I want to thank all of our listeners, everyone who tunes in, who encourages us with your thoughts and with your emails. We do appreciate you being there, and we love you all. That's why we do this. And I guess with that, it is time to wish you all a week filled with love and with wonder. Good night, everyone, and blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Thanks for listening to the Spiritual Unity Radio Network. Join us 7 nights a week for exciting programming covering a variety of expressions of faith. And remember, all manifestations of the divine are equally valid.